This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, September 20. Prayer and spiritual warfare. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Jesus taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." If this seems confusing, making you wonder who's doing the tempting, be assured that God does not tempt anyone. These words in Jesus' prayer mean, "Do not bring us to times of trial and protect us when we're tempted." Temptation is the work of the devil, Satan. We read in Matthew 4:1 that when Jesus was in the wilderness, he was tempted by the devil. But it's important to note that in the same verse, we find that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. The activity of Satan and the Holy Spirit here can seem confusing, but here's a helpful way to look at it. Satan tempts, but God tests. When we're tempted, the only way we can pass the test of temptation is by recognizing our weakness and leaning on the Lord's strength. This is why prayer is such an important weapon in spiritual warfare. We are defenseless without it. Through prayer, we remain connected with God, who equips us for battle and enables us to resist temptation. The Lord who conquered sin shares His victory with us. The power of sin has been defeated by the one who has delivered us from evil. And He's also the one who has taught us to pray. Pray with me. Lord, I am powerless to resist temptation apart from You. Thank You for being my strength, my wisdom, and my deliverer. Keep me faithful in prayer. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.